We continue our learning. We begin the 12th parak of Maseches Ksuvos, parak Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Hanoseya So'isha, a man marries a woman, but she has a daughter from another husband. So now this man brings a stepdaughter into his home. She, let's say, was a widow or a divorcee from another man. Upaska imo kidei sheyazun es bita chamesh shanim. And he made it tonight. The woman made it tonight with her new husband that he is going to support her daughter for 5 years. Chayav lazuna chamesh shanim. So the halacha is that he has to follow the tanai. Now, the Gemara explains that the husband obligates himself at the time of the nisuin in front of two edim, that indeed he pledges he's going to support his stepdaughter for 5 years. And the Mishnah is coming to teach us that he has to fulfill this tanai because, and this is a quote from the Gemara, hein hein hadevarim haniknim ba'amira. These are things that are acquired through just speech, which means this is a tanai mamon. This is a condition, a financial condition that the husband and his wife have at the time of the nisuin, and it doesn't need a shtar, doesn't need a kinyan, and it's enough that he says amira. He makes this pledge in front of two edim, and that's enough. Now, there are cases where the Eidim would write a shtar afterwards of the words of the Tanai and would sign on it, and that shtar would be called a shtar psikta. Nonetheless, even if they write that shtar, a kinyan is not necessary. But let's say this pledge, this Tanai, took place after Nisuin, not at the time of Nisuin, but rather afterwards. So then the Tanai only obligates him to support his stepdaughter for 5 years if there was a shtar and a kinyan. Some explain, based on the Yushalmi, that even if he made a Tanai and didn't specify for how long he's going to give her mizonos, we assume that it starts at the time of the Nisuin for the first 5 years. What about Niseis La'acher? Let's say this woman now is now divorced from this husband, and before the 5 years have elapsed, and now she marries someone else. So we'll say, well, there was a 5-year pledge from a husband she's no longer married to. Upaska imo, and in this case, she now has a tanai with the new husband. Kadesha yazun es bidach hamesh shanim. The same way she had this tanai with the original husband. Says the Mishnah, chayav lazuna chamesh shanim, which means the original husband's obligation has not been released. He's obligated to give mizonos, or at least to give the value of what the mizonos would be for the full 5 years. You have to finish up the 5 years, even though this stepdaughter is now maybe living in someone else's house. The wife is living in another house. And lo yomar harishon, the original husband, can't say, well, likshadavo etzli azuna. If the stepdaughter comes to my house, I'll give her mizonos. Or as some of Farshim say, explain, and I quote, klomar, which means if I was still married to her mother, so then I would give her mizonos. But I don't have to finish the 5 years. She's no longer living in my house. I'm no longer married to her mother. Doesn't matter. He has to bring the mizonos, or at least the value of the mizonos, the money for the mizonos, to the place where her mother is. Because that's where the daughter's probably living. Now, he doesn't bring mizonos itself. The mizonos are being provided by the new husband because there was a tanai there. But he gives the main mizonos the value. V'chein lo yomu shneim. Nor can these two husbands say, the one who she's divorced from, and now the new one, well, we both made it tonight to support the stepdaughter for 5 years. So you know what? We'll do it b'shutfus. We'll split it. Can't do that either. Ela echad zana, the one who she's married to now, where she's living, that's the one who gives the mizonos to the daughter. The echad osin la demei mizonos, and the original husband gives the one who she's divorced from will give the value of the mizonos. Obviously, she's getting the real mizonos from the house where she's living, but but the value of the mizonos up to the 5 years is giving from the original husband, and in fact the daughter will get double because there were two tanaim that have to be fulfilled. Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Beis, this is a continuation, speaking about the case where of the previous Mishnah, where there was a pledge for 5 years, and before the 5 years were over, they got divorced, and now she's married to someone else, and the new one made pledge to support for 5 years, and now what happens, Nises. Now the daughter, the stepdaughter, gets married within the 5 years. Habal nosin la mizonos, the Baal, meaning her husband. Now there's the husband of this daughter. She just got married. So the stepdaughter gets married. So the Baal gives a mizonos, as any obligation of a husband to a wife. The Hain and these two... And these two men, the two stepfathers, what do? Nostim la deme mizonos. Each one gives the value of mizonos because that's what they pledged. So here she's getting triple. She's getting the real mizonos, the food, from her husband. And the two stepfathers who pledged within the first 5 years of each of their respective marriages also have to give her the value of a mizonos. Mesu, let's say these stepfathers died. Bino Sehen, their daughters who are able to collect mizonos from the Tanai Ksuba, as we learned in the fourth parak, nizonos minechasim b'nei chorin. Their daughters are going to, they get Yerusha, so they're going to get mizonos from nechasim that are in the hands of the Yerusha. Remember, they, the sons of these two fathers, are stepfathers. Of course, the sons are going to be Yorish them. And the daughters, their real daughters, are going to receive from the Yerusha. They get supported from the Yerusha, as we've learned many times. But they only have the status of they're only able to get mizonos from nechasim b'nei chorin, not from nechasim that were sold to purchasers. That's nechasim mishubadim. The rule is from getting parakei mishnah gimel ein motziin lemazon ha'isha v'habanos min nechasim mishubadim. Then in order to pay the wife or the children, the daughters from the estate, you don't confiscate from any properties that were sold. Just from the nechasim that are b'nei chorin, that are here literally, that are free. So that's all for the real daughters of these two fathers. But the stepdaughter who had mizonos pledged for 5 years. She, in fact, is able to collect nizones minechasim mishubadim. If the yorshim from the estate don't have enough to support her from her stepfather's estate, so then she can collect from the lukuchos. Why? Because her status is higher in a certain sense. Minei she kabalas chov. She has a status of a balas chov as a creditor almost who is able to collect from nechasim mishubadim. Now, if she's not completely like a balas chov, if she passes away, so they don't have to pay her yorshim for the 5 years to give them mizonos. But it means that with respect to herself, she's like a balas chov over the daughters, the real daughters. So the stepdaughters has this privilege over the daughters themselves. Ha-pikchim, ha-yukosvim. So people who are there who are smart, who understood these halachos, when they would marry a woman, these halachos. So when he would marry a woman who had a daughter from another husband, meaning he knew he was bringing a stepdaughter into the marriage and would be obligated to give her mizonos, so Yukoshin, they would write to the wife, Almenas she'azunes bitech chamesh shanim kozman she'ati mi. Yeah, I make it tonight. I'm obligated to support your daughter for 5 years, for the first 5 years, but that's only when you're with me, which means that if he divorces her or he dies or she dies, he would not be obligated to continue giving mizonos.